Okay, I'm just gonna do this one the way I feel, you know, just to let you know how good it feels to be back. We're back. Oh yes, we're back, Chicago. We're back. Yes, we're back, Chicago. No more wearing masks. We're back, Chicago. Are you with me? Check it out. Chicago Pigeons, they're back. Check it out. Chicago Rats, they're back. But again, where did they go? We're back, we're back, we're back, we're back, we're back, Chicago. Check it out. Lori Lightfoot is back. Then again, where did she go? She's always been here, and she's back, she's back, she's back, she's back, she's back. She's back, Chicago. I don't think that line really says, oh, we're back, we're back, we're back, we're back, we're Black Lives really matter. We're back. We're back, Chicago. I got my vaccine. We're back, Chicago. You can take that mask off now, 'cause we are back. Yes, yes, yes. We're back. Maxwell Polish is we're back. Come on, y'all. We're back. Put the guns down. Oh, we're back. Buckingham Fountain, you know what I mean? We're back, we're back, we're back, we're back, we're back! Cheeseburger, cheeseburger! Chicago! We're back! The two lions at the Art Institute, they're back. COVID free. We're back, we're back, we're back, we're back, we're back!
Okay.
Okay, that's enough, that's enough. We're back. In the last episode of This Guy's Podcast, I said that the Phoenix Suns and Denver Nuggets playoff series was going to be boring. Who knew? I was wrong. The Phoenix Suns sweeping the Denver Nuggets 125-118, and the future Hall of Famer, Chris Paul, unbelievable. The entire series, this man scored 37 points. He had 3 rebounds and 7 assists, along with Devin Booker chipping in 34 points. Both of these guys together combined for 71 points to beat the Denver Nuggets and are now on their way to the NBA Western Conference Final, waiting on whoever wins the game between the Clippers and the Jazz. But unbelievable, the Phoenix Suns back in it, right? Doing what they came to do. Chris Paul, truly amazing. Not boring at all. What a sight. I was wrong. The Nuggets and the league MVP, the Joker, Jokic, the Joker, couldn't do it all by himself. He was actually missing Jamal Murray. I know he was. The team was missing him. They didn't have anybody. They had anybody else. The Joker tonight, 22 points, 4 assists, 11 rebounds, and that terrible thing that happened in the third quarter with like 3.5 minutes to go, the Joker, Jokic, gets ejected from the game on a flagrant 2. Well, what happened? You got to go back. Well, it looked like it could have been an accident, but as I began to look at the tape and look at as the replays, it was a hard foul. It was a hard foul. I saw it, but I don't think he meant that. I could be wrong. So if you go back and look at it, you see the hard foul on Cameron Payne, who got hit in the face really hard. Some people said it seemed like the Joker was trying to take his nose off. I don't think it was all of that, but I think that a flagrant 2 was just so severe. maybe a flagrant one. A flagrant one, he stays in the game. A flagrant two, he's ejected. And it was really no laughing matter. But what can you do after that? Here's how Jokic responded after learning he had been ejected from the game. After he pulled it together, here was Nikola after the game.
I think the whole team needs to walk out the arena with a head up. It is what it is, you know. Sometimes you need to accept the loss. Sometimes someone can beat you, but accept it and try to be better, you know. Don't try to think about that much. You know, you cannot change it.
No, you cannot. The Bucks even the series with the Nets 2-2, and now without Kyrie Irving, the Nets go home. But what are they going to do? Steve Nash, a little perplexed.
You know what? What's going to happen with Kai in the coming days? You know, we'll cross our fingers and hope that it's better than what? Better than missing the next game. You know, we missed him obviously, but it was a big adjustment tonight to play without him and James, but. You know, that we've had that type of year, so we got to find a way to figure it out, to look at the tape and get better.
They got to do it quick. Bringing it back home, Polo G was arrested in Miami over the weekend after a big album release party, and his mom is not having it. She's not having it. She's really not having it. Here she is explaining what happened.
All of this is because my son, Polo G, literally came from his album release party and going to his after party at Allure, and they stopped them because they were driving while black. Let's keep in mind that they were driving in a licensed vehicle with security and a driver, okay? He wasn't even the person driving. Do you know how scary that is? And then when I go and approach them to ask them about my children, and namely my minor son who's 16, they tell us if we don't leave that they're gonna lock us up. I need y'all to spam. I do not know if my children are safe, and I need you and tell them to let my sons go.
Polo G.
They have Polo G, they have T-Baby, and I am not having it. My children will not be a casualty. I have raised my children right. They are respectful people. And we are celebrating a success, and this is how it ends, not on my watch.